It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Ballad of Wallace Island, a music comedy that I'm surprised John Carney had nothing to do with. It tells the story of a lottery winner who invites his favorite singing duo, MacGyver Mortimer, to his home on a remote island for a private performance. This winner is named Charles, played by Tom Key, and he offers a lot of hospitality for his guest Herb McGuire, played by Tom Baston, who gets disillusioned by his small, humble life. MacGyver Mortimer has broken up, and Herb is surprised that his former partner Nell Mortimer, played by Carey Mulligan, has arrived on the island with her avid birder husband, played by Akemji Dyforian. Can they patch things up, or will tensions resurface? I checked the credits, and John Carney has nothing to do with this movie. Instead, there will be director James Griffiths, whose last film was Cuban Fury, and writers Baston and Key, who both have an Eddie Valiant, Roger Rabbit-esque chemistry. The Ballad of Wallace Island has a certain Carney spirit and tone that delights us, and these three deliver the goods. Mulligan also uses her tone and dialogue wisely as Nell, and I like the way the film uses Sean Clifford as the local shopkeeper who doesn't know what most modern things are. I guess this island is humble, and there's a lot of sweetness and music to enjoy. 3.5 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.